changes it just before the photographs were taken.
Yes.
Then he set off to catch his train.
First,
he had a working car. His body was burning nicely. He had plenty of steam, but he still caught on scars. He saw them everywhere he went.
Must have been really cold that day.
Probably.
My funnel's cold, he coughed. I want a scar.
Rubbish, Percy, said Henry. Engines don't wear scars.
Engines with proper funnels do, replied Percy. You've only got a small one.
That's right. Percy puffed away. Henry snorted. He was looking forward to pulling a special train. It was time for the photographs. Everyone was excited.
From all we had.
Sir Topham Hatt was waiting on the platform for his trousers. They were in a trunk amongst a big load of baggage. The porters were taking the baggage trolley across the line. They were walking backwards to see that nothing fell off. Percy was still being cheeky. His driver always showed off steam just outside the station. Percy wanted to surprise the coaches by coming in as quietly as he could. But the porters didn't hear him either. Percy gave him such a fright that boxes and bags burst everywhere. Scarlett was off to the mines with an empty truck.
Butch groaned. Frank and Stan would shout at the trucks. And then they did. On, yes. On, faster, faster, cried the trucks. The snowbank and bumpers will stop them, said a workman. But he was wrong. The trucks plunged into the ravine.
Yeah, you killed myself.
Avalanche! They cried.
If they weren't in a rain, they'll be dead after this.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a broken one.
Okay. That one's dead too, but it was face planted.
There was no sign of Star Lobo. He was buried deep inside the high drift blocking the ravine. And then came the funny part. What's the funny part about an avalanche, asked Thomas? Well, no one realized that the heat in Star Lobo's engine had helped to make an igloo. It's a snow house! It's an engine! They cleared away the ice, only to find Star Lobo's driver and fireman drinking cocoa as though nothing had happened.
What the?
Lucky for him, but just goes to show you can't trust trucks, said Thomas. More snow, said Rustler. The man had just finished clearing the snow away from him when Horton puffed by with his machine.
Hey, look out there! There's snow about!
He stopped by the tunnel and wheezed loudly. Then it happened. Right, Horton. If Scarlobby could survive a snowfall and laugh about it, surely a big brown engine like you could do the same, chuckled Thomas. Horton from within, and then fell as silent as the snow.
That's true. Next one I have, the second to last, is one episode I want to do because it has the William Tell Overture in it.
Oh. Wait, what?
It has the William Tell Overture in it. Oh, yes. Going backwards.
That's my favorite theme for Xenology.
Yeah. Well, enjoy!
Toad the Brick Van was feeling sad. Everywhere he looked, he could see engines and coaches moving steadily forwards. They all looked confident and cheerful. One day, he decided to talk to Oliver, the Great Western Engine. I'm always going backwards, Mr. Oliver. I have forward-thinking views. I can be a leader if you know what I mean. You can't be a leader without a train to follow you. You don't have a train, said Gordon. Toad felt sadder still. Oliver wanted to help. You're a very useful working man, Toad. You help me brake and keep my trucks in order when we go down hills. I know, Mr. Oliver, but it would be so nice to go forward for a change instead of always seeing things sliding away from me. The trucks were cross with Toad. Who's he to start complaining? He's lucky to be able to look after us. Let's teach him a lesson.
Oh.
Worse still, Toad now realized he was on the wrong track. There ahead was Gordon. The signalman changed the points just in time.
Not the front line.
Sorry.
On, faster! Cried the trucks.
And
suddenly, he saw James pulling a long, slow train.
Yikes! Help, save me!
A quick thinking Shunter did, just in time. What was that? Cried James. The signalman warned the station master at the next station. There's a runaway coming. We'll send them into the sidings.
That'll work.
Help!
Called Toad again.
Watch the top of the screen right here.
Toad saw some buffers. That was just tiny, but the points of the buffers weren't set. Oh no,
I'm
back on the main line.
You're going to see them all pile up.
Meanwhile, Oliver was racing to the rescue.
When you point where it was hiding, you have to see the back of the
I must catch Toad. I must. Toad sped past him. More danger lay ahead. Men were working on a bridge, but they had been warned by the runaway Toad and his trucks. So they diverted him onto old sidings, straight into a muddy pool.
And he drowned.
And he drowned.
And stopped at last. Oliver was like, when he saw Toad, he could only smile. A pond is the only place for a Toad, I suppose. That night, Toad spoke to Oliver. I'm sorry, Mr. Oliver, if I caused you any embarrassment. That's all right, Toad. So what did you think of going forwards? It was fun, decided Toad. But from now on, I'll be happy looking forward to the future. Busy going backwards, so to speak.
Okay. Now I have one more episode to show you, and you know how I said that I referenced the story event in this one? Well, here it is. It is Thomas, Percy, and the Squeak.
The ancients on the island of Sodor love the summer. Sir Topham Hatter reaches lots of concerts. Music can often be heard drifting through the air.
Custom age concert plays are available.
The ancients do enjoy it.
I mean, probably take a place in that castle.
Maybe.
One morning, the ancients were excited. Alicia Bott, the famous opera singer, was coming to the island of Sodor. She's a coloratura, Gordon huffed importantly. What's a coloratura? Asked Thomas. It means she can sing high notes very, very loud. So Tom Adams chose me to collect her boasted chains. I'm the brightest and the shiniest. Nonsense, I'm most important, huffed Gordon. Thomas wanted to feel important too. He might choose me, he said hopefully. Well, one thing's for sure, said Gordon. He won't choose Dirty Percy. Don't call me Dirty Percy, he chucked crossing.
Oh, you are dirty.
We should win. But the next morning, Sir Topham Hatt didn't choose Gordon. And he didn't choose James. He chose Thomas. Make sure Annie and Clarabelle are squeaky clean, he said. Yes, sir, said Thomas proudly. He felt very important indeed.
Oh,
move aside, Dirty Percy, chuffed Thomas. Yeah. I'm the important ancient today.
But I need to wash down, wailed Percy. My passengers will laugh at me.
But I have to be squeaky clean, chuffed Thomas. So you'll just have to wait.
I can't wait, groaned Percy. I'm a guaranteed connection.
And he chuffed away. Soon Thomas was shiny and squeaky clean. He felt more important than ever. But as the workers coupled Annie and Clarabelle, they heard a strange sound. What's that? Asked Thomas anxiously. His driver quickly oiled Annie and Clarabelle's undercarriage. That should take care of the bothersome squeak, he said. But on the way to the docks,
Sir Topham Hatfield Clarabelle's door open when Alicia Body screamed. And she screamed, and she screamed, and she screamed. She screamed so loud and so long that windows broke all over town.
Fur Pock.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
Exactly. She broke a window at Fur Pock. Okay, moving on.
She's definitely a carburetor. Alicia Body was cross. I can have more than the traveling coaches for legal advice. Sir Topham Hatt was very embarrassed, and Thomas didn't feel important at all. Just then, Percy returned from his guaranteed connection.
Move.
Look at me, little green engine, Alicia Body exclaimed. So swift and dirty, like a proper steam engine. Peasant, or dust. Yes, I am pleasant, smiled Percy. He was glad somebody noticed. Alicia Body boarded the train and Percy puffed away. He felt very proud. Later, Thomas met Percy at the washtub.
That could be a meme right there, just... just that little moment.
Sorry, I talked dirty, Percy, said Thomas. You go first. Thanks, Thomas, Percy said. It's good to be friends. But where's your house? You'll see, Thomas. That night was Alicia Body's concert. Her voice carried across half the island.
And broke even more.
Sir Topham Hatt had made the little mouse her very own home in the corner of Tippett's shed. Thomas
named her
Alicia.
Yeah, so I'm just making a rather mistake.
Exactly. Anyway, that was my last episode. So what did you guys think?
Yeah, pretty good.
Excellent. Yeah.
Now you know why I didn't say that one for last.
It was the perfect send-off of the panel.
Exactly. So did y'all enjoy it?
Yes.
Great. But yeah, now you know why I want to save that one for last.
Whatever
happened to the broken window at Fur Pock?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So how many of you actually went to Fur Pock and saw that?
This is my first convention, so...
I heard about it on Twitter.
Yeah, I heard about it on Twitter myself. But I originally wasn't going to do that last episode, but when I heard about the incident, I thought it was too perfect not to do it.
Thank you so much.